They'd taken this beautiful vase and they'd smashed it intentionally on the ground.
For Frida Singleton, a story she heard about the restoration of an Oriental vase struck a chord with her in her own life. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Frida describes just what she discovered.
I came across a piece of literature, and not by accident. God put it in front of me, and it was of the Japanese people and how they had taken a new art form to a new level. They'd taken this beautiful vase and they'd smashed it intentionally on the ground, and then they had taken lacquer that was laced with little gold flecks, and they had painstakingly taken the broken pieces and stuck it back together again. And now, after it was polished, it looked like the beautiful vase with these golden seams running through it.
And this picture parallels what our lives can be like when we've been broken.
The vase was actually more valuable, more beautiful than it had been before it was broken. And at that time, I did hear God say to me, "I am the gold. I am the thing now that is holding you together. And you are more valuable to me now than you were before you were broken." And this art form is called kintsugi. You can look it up online. It's a real deal. And it impacted my life incredibly. And it has helped a lot of people get free from past guilt and shame of having broken their lives and know that now that they're put back together again, they're a more watertight vessel than they were before they were broken, because now God can pour in his fruits of the Spirit. He can pour in his peace, his love, his kindness, that you can now go forth and pour out onto others and spread his love and his joy. And you're more valuable now to him than you were before you were broken.
So true. You may feel broken, but you are precious to God. To learn more, go to makingyourlifecount.com.